Saul, another season comes to an end. What's your emotions after that one?
Obviously, always emotional when you finish the season. You always got a lot of regret because I think we can have done better. But overall, I think it was a difficult season because, like is always the case in Leeds, obviously, with the change manager, we have to adjust to Steve Evans. And I think overall, it's been a disappointing season, if I'm honest with you.
And looking at Steve Evans, the fans wanted him to stay. Do the players all want him to stay?
Yeah, of course, because I think the results spoke to himself, really. You know, he had a very good results and he's been at the club. He's a very passionate manager. The fans taken to him, we took it to him. So hopefully he can have a chance and see what happens next season.
It seems like deja vu. This time last year you were talking about the need for stability, the need to kick on. For the players, you know, knowing you're coming back to work for the same manager, that must help you guys as well.
Oh, definitely, massively, obviously, because you know what you expect, you know on which consensus you're going to work when you come back. The minute is a bit difficult because we don't know who's going to be the next manager. We don't know when we need to come back for pre-season. This is no ideal, but obviously we have to deal with it. Like you said, it's deja vu, so we know how to deal with it. So it's not much we can do.
What about the season from your point of view? Frustrating times, I guess, when you've been out of the team.
But yeah, definitely. Obviously, every player wants to be on the pitch. But if I'm completely honest, the manager has been honest when he picked the starting 11. I never complain. I show what I can do on training and on games. And if he thinks I deserve to play, I'd be happy to play. But I think overall, it's been a mixed season for myself and for everyone involved with our football club, because I think we couldn't do much better, and including myself and personally. But we go again next season.
How far away do you think the club is as a whole, the playing squad?
I think the success, like I said, for any team in the football is consistency, and I think that's the problem we got in this club. We lack of it massively, and I think Leicester is a good example. You know, when you're consistent with the player, with the manager, you get your award, and I think that's what we need. If we're consistent in this football club, we will do well.
Obviously, a few of the boys at Leicester you'll know quite well. You must be delighted for them.
Yeah, massively. I'm still talking to one or two there. I'm happy with them, and I'm not surprised. A football team, of course, I'm surprised. I'm not going to say that I knew they're going to win the league, but the way the club is run, I'm not surprised, because everyone knows what to do. The owner don't interfere on the football side, and everyone knows his job, and I'm not surprised where they are at the minute.
And are you looking forward to a promotion charge in with Leeds next year?
Oh yeah, massively. Hopefully we can be in contention for that. And I think the club deserve that. They've been down. They've been in the Championship for too long. The fan, like today again, has been great. I think they deserve to at least have a good goal and see where that's going to take us.
You sometimes have to pinch yourself the support you get, because it was mad today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. We definitely not take it for granted, because and that's what we said in the dressing room at the end of the game. Some players are going to leave and they're going to realise how massive and how big those fans are, and we appreciate that every game. We appreciate that. That's why we go and clap them every time, because they always come in on numbers. Doesn't matter the result, they always support us. So on behalf of all the players, I want to give them a big thank you.